Hello, it's Mac, it's McCorgan here. And this is probably a pitiful attempt of a piece of audio for day 6 of Audio Mo 2014. But hey, it's audio. And the reason I'm saying that is that I haven't had a chance, been away since 9:30 this morning, I've driven all the way through to certain part of Edinburgh, and Edinburgh is notoriously difficult to maneuver your way through smoothly and timely. It was to an apartment, one of the old sandstone apartments in Edinburgh, down Stockwell area, and a street called Dean Park Street. And what I was doing there was that I was doing a task or performing a task, some jobs for a friend. I say a friend, not a friend as in a normal class of friend, but for a lovely lady. And I'm just sat, I'm back in Livingston now. I'm sitting in the sun, 22 degrees it was driving back there from Edinburgh. And it's glorious. And I'm sitting outside her house. She left 10 minutes in front of me because she was there through at the apartment. It's her daughter's apartment. And she left 10 minutes in front of me and she's still not here. And I've been here for 5-10 minutes. So I just started to record something. Anyway, what was I doing? And why am I back at her house? Well, I have a very small 5-minute task to do here for her. I've done some jobs for her in the past, quite a few things. And I've done quite a bit of work through at her daughter's apartment in Edinburgh. So today what I was doing, and this is probably the most annoying thing, is it's been absolutely blooming glorious today. So hot, so sunny, and I've spent most of the day either driving the car or working inside a four-story apartment. So it's been a wee bit annoying. Sod's law with weather, you know. Why could it not have been a rotten stinking day and then been really nice yesterday or tomorrow? Ah, well, that's how it goes. So what was I doing? Well, she was treating her daughter. Her daughter is an emergency nurse. You know, the ones that when you get to hospital and in a kind of emergency. She's part of that team. And she does a grand job, and she has to work shifts. And she was doing night shifts, so. But today she was heading out for something. She got a party on tonight, apparently. And so what her mother was wanting to do was to treat her. A big surprise for her coming back, and that was to have installed a Blu-ray DV disc player and surround sound, and have the speakers all wired properly and the cables all hidden, so that all that would be seen would be the actual appliances, as it were. And so that's what I was doing. She'd bought the whole system, and I've been setting this up all day. The hardest part was actually hiding all the cables without having to rip things apart. But I managed to do it. It took a wee while. I had to use alternative routes. But it's all done, and she bought a big television as well. A Samsung, God, I think it's about 48 inch. ultra flat screen it is, because I mean it really is very, very thin. And she had Sky television anyway, so I had to patch this in, and then through her, I think she had Sonos sound system. So that's what I've been doing all day, and that's her just back just now in her Nissan Duke. So that's what I've been doing, stuck in an apartment and having to carry tools and equipment 4 stories up each time. Oh my God, I bet you I've lost 1 stone today. I hope so. I was thinking to lose a bit of weight. Anyway, I'll leave it at that just now. So, a piece of audio for...
Have you been here for a half an hour, have you?
Yeah, so as I said, a small task to do. That's what I've been doing today, and it's not great audio for Radio Mo. If I can come up, if I have enough time by the time I get home this evening, it's now. Oh my God, it's 4:45 PM by the time I finish here, get home, get changed and get my tea. Well, if it stays a nice night, I might manage to record some decent audio for Radio Mo day 6. But if not, this will be it. Cheerio bye then. Of course, I should have mentioned the fact that while I was doing all this running up and down and wiring and fixing and testing and screening, that I was listening to all the great audio booths on Audio Mo at the moment. I'll just break off of this and say that I'm just driving along Majority Bank Street, not far from Paul Freeman Ema's house in the town. And all the decoration houses are being decorated for the gala day tomorrow. There's buntings and false castles and soldiers and flowers and everything. It's just looking absolutely beautiful. Of course, in this glorious sunshine. And that's just turned this whole boo into a ramble. As if that was anything different. And there's a guy got a great Harley. Oh, yeah. Ah, you lucky bugger with this weather. So, how'd you hear that? Brilliant. So jealous. I think it's sassy cat every time I see or hear a Harley Davidson nowadays. So, yes, I was listening to audiobooks, and I should have told you a wee bit about the television. This Samsung was a 3D television, and part of the stuff I was putting in was a Blu-ray player and a free DVD, that, or Blu-ray DVD, if you like, that came with the player, was Avatar. Now, I haven't seen Avatar in 2D, but I put this on to test the system, and not only was the sound excellent, but the picture in 3D. The guy had a pair of 3D glasses. Our son, our daughter, I should say, had a pair of 3D glasses lying around, fortunately, and I could watch in 3D. If you watch it in 3D without glasses, it just sort of blurred. But in 3D, wow. Unfortunately, I didn't get much of a chance to sit and relax. I wanted the job finished and get out of Edinburgh before the start of the, or getting caught up in the commuter belt, as it were. And I managed to just do that. That's by the skin of my teeth, as they say. Just got out while it was just beginning to build up. So that, at the end of the day, I was able to test out everything and see and hear what she was going to see and hear, as a total surprise when she got in from wherever she was today. And I'm sure it'll make her nursing time off from the, is it trauma? Yeah, trauma nurse. When she gets home from those after a long hard shift, she'll be able to watch all these things in 3D. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing. And, I'm just about to go along the what we call the Glasgow Road, where the Show Park and the Galladay Park are. And if I get around here, yes, no problem. This roundabout is one of the busiest roundabouts in the area. So this is me just turning along the Glasgow Road now. Paul Freeman will know exactly what I'm talking about. And so I'm just approaching the Show Park. Loads of people coming in and around it. Let's try to see how much. No, the barriers are closed, so I guess they're not open until maybe 6 o'clock this evening. It's now, what time is it now? 5:25. I'm looking at the Galladay Park, and it's fully marquees, just like the Highland Games last weekend, but with Galladay orientated stuff. Yeah, so that's you know, I was listening to Paul Freeman's audio over there, and he was talking about the Galladay and the breathing space, and Paul mentioned the fact that the weather forecast wasn't to be very good tomorrow. Damn shame, Paul. Yes, last year you did get a cracker of day. This year, unfortunately, tomorrow, it does not look very great for a gala day. Oh my god, been there so many times when I had the kids. Yeah, no guarantees at all. So anyway, that's me. Almost home. Jiggity jig. I'll speak again soon. And I am absolutely roasted in this car, and there's a white Ferrari. Show off. And a van decorated, well, it's a Meadowvale care home decorated in balloons and buntings. Full of colour in this glorious summer's afternoon. Absolutely stunning day. I'm getting cooked behind the screen. had to put the aircon off so that it wouldn't cause too much noise in the mics. Okay, I am home. Time for tea. Smoked haddock today, I believe. Cheery by the noo.